Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode number 38 of the Five Star Match Game. I am your humble host, Joe Gagne. And today's subject, he's not on a team or a member of a gang. He's Cactus Jack, or better known as Mr. Bang Bang. I am, of course, quoting the Grammy Award-winning Slam Jam album, as today our whole show is dedicated to the life and times of Mick Foley and all his various personas, who not only had extended runs in the WWF, WCW, and ECW, but seemingly dozens of other companies across the globe. So we need a super smart panel to handle these questions. Let's meet them right now. Up first, returning champion, host of Longbox Heroes and At Odds with Wrestling. He can't stay off Twitter. It's Joe Sposto. Joe, how you doing?
They kicked me off and I just repurposed my wife's old business account for my liking.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on again here, Joe. You said returning champion. We were talking beforehand. I know I've been on, this is my fourth time on? Maybe. Great. And I think I won at least two, maybe, but I don't keep track of those things because this is just fun.
That's right. We have fun.
That's right.
All right. Up next, another former champion. He has a new podcast called Center Stage Chronicles, talking about early 90s in WCW, which might just come up on this show. It's Pride of Shamokin's Rob Naylor. Rob, how you doing?
Oh, my God. Thank you for that Shamokin name drop. Yeah, I forgot what the podcast was called for a second there, so thank you for saying
okay.
But I love doing it, and it's fantastic, and I love that I've won once on this show, and I'm hoping to pick up another W here today.
All right, and last, never least, we have a first-time contestant. He also has a new show called Center Stage Chronicles, and, unsung, undersung, maybe, hero of wrestling history with his wrestling playlist Substack. It's Charles. Charles, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. I love this concept. I'm going to try to keep the energy level up with the other two contestants. So
Oh, wish me luck. Good luck. Yeah, good luck with that. All right, so we have five rounds of Power Pack trivia to get into. Let's begin with round one, your show of shows. For the show, I will give each of you a highlight from Mick's career. You tell me the show it took place on. So if I said Mick's final WWE pay-per-view, you'd hopefully respond Royal Rumble because he was in the 2012 edition. We'll need the television show or pay-per-view name, but we don't need the year or number of the pay-per-view if need be, just the name of the show. So everyone gets five questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Joe, you're up first. Are you ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right. Mick wins his first WWF world title.
That would be Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw from Worcester, Massachusetts is correct. All right, Rob, you get Mick wins his second WWF title.
Oh, boy. How about Royal Rumble?
Oh, that was Halftime Heat.
Oh, for Christ. Okay, there we go.
All right, Charles, see if you can guess Mick wins his third WWF title.
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam 99 is correct. All right, Joe, you get Mick wins the TNA title.
Slammiversary.
Oh, it was Lockdown.
I was going to... Oh, anyway.
All right, Rob, you get the famed Hell in a Cell match versus The Undertaker.
Oh, my God. King of the Ring.
King of the Ring, 98, is correct. All right, Charles, you get Cactus Jack wrestles his first match in the WWF.
In Your House?
Oh, that was at Raw against Triple H.
Okay, I was thinking pay-per-view. Yeah, you're right.
All right, Joe, back to you. His first WCW pay-per-view. And I will say NWA/WCW, depending on when the name change occurred. But that the Turner-owned pay-per-view.
Okay. Halloween Havoc.
No, Wrestle War 1990. All right, Rob, back to you. His final ECW match.
Big Ass Extreme Bash night.
Oh, Big Ass Extreme Bash is correct. Very good.
Yes, thank you, Gino Moore.
Charles, back to you. His first WWF pay-per-view.
In your house?
Oh, it was actually the King of the Ring that year, 96. All right, Joe, back to you. Mick's first pay-per-view.
Couldn't have been. It had to be a Super Clash.
AWA Super Clash is correct.
Wow, good job. I would have got that wrong.
I was looking at the line like in my head, like I'm like, it can't be the UWF.
I'm like, duh, in yet. Your house, and there you go, you got it.
Yeah. You just keep saying in your house, and eventually it's gonna be right.
He was Mr. In Your House.
Hell yeah.
All right, Rob, you get his first WWF pay-per-view main event.
In Your House.
In your Do you have the subtitle of that particular show?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Okay, so In Your House, Philadelphia. It's In Your House, for crying out loud. In Your House, Shawn Michaels. It's not In Your House, Shawn Michaels. It's
in your house. No, it's not.
In Your House. Oh, for fuck's sake. What is it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm going to give you credit because you got Philadelphia and Shawn Michaels. It was Mind Games.
Don't you dare give me credit. I needed to know that. I don't get credit for that one.
Okay, all right. Rare someone fights to not get credit.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in myself, damn it. Good.
All right. Charles, you get his first WCW singles main event.
Beach Blast.
Oh, it was Halloween Havoc, 93. All right. Joe, your final question. Mankind's WWF TV debut.
Monday Night Raw.
Raw is correct. Night after
Bob Holly.
Mania. Yeah, Bob Holly is right. All right, Rob, you get Mick wins the Wrestling Observer Match of the Year.
If you said Matt Watch Match of the Year, I might know this one. I'm thinking McGonagall Hall with Eddie Gilbert. No, let me think. For crying out loud. Match of the Year. King of the Ring?
That was the Rumble match, the street fight against Triple H in 2000.
Oh, the first answer that I guessed was God. Damn it.
All right, Charles, you get his final WCW pay-per-view.
Fall Brawl.
Fall Brawl, 94 is correct.
Nice.
Very good. All right, the end of the first round, we have Joe with 3 points, Rob and Charles right behind with two. So we head to round two, Partners in Crime. Now, characters like Cactus Jack and Mankind may seem like loners, but Mick Foley had a rich history of tag team wrestling. This game, I'll give you an achievement or event from Mick's career. You tell me who he teamed with. If I just said it's Spring Stampede 1994, hopefully you respond Max Payne. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Rob, you're up first. Are you ready?
Hell yes.
All right, winning the ECW tag titles twice.
Mikey Whipwreck.
Mikey Whipwreck is correct. All right, Charles, you get winning the WCW tag titles.
Kevin Sullivan.
Kevin Sullivan is correct. All right, Joe, you get who did he team with at his first WrestleMania?
Chainsaw Charlie.
Oh, no. Vader.
Damn it.
Vader at 13.
Yeah, against Owen and Davey. Damn it.
Eeky.
All right, Rob, you get to win his first WWF tag titles.
That's Chainsaw Charlie.
That was Steve Austin teaming with Dude Love in 1997.
Oh, that's a great match, too. Oh, man.
All right, Charles, you get to win his last set of WWF tag titles. Who did he team with?
The Rock?
No, Al Snow. All right, Joe, you get who he won the most WWF tag titles with as a partner.
That would be The Rock.
Famous Rock is correct. Rob, for his last WrestleMania tag match, who did he team with?
Chainsaw Charlie.
I'm sorry, Rob, that's incorrect. The Rock.
Oh, no, The Rock. Again. Oh, Jimmy Snuka and all that shit. Oh, for crying.
Jimmy Snuka, what?
He was on that show. He came out and was like, brother, I'm with you guys, WrestleMania, when they wrestled a handicap match. I remember.
Oh, okay. I did not remember that.
You don't forget Snuka randomly showing up deranged with the guys.
I suppose you wouldn't know. All right. Charles, you get at November to Remember 1995.
Raven?
Raven is correct. All right. Very good. Joe, we need two names for this one. One Night Stand 2006. He teamed with two people.
That would be Edge and Lita.
Edge and Lita is correct.
Oh.
All right, Rob, back to you. Let's get you back on track. UWF Beach Brawl.
God, this is one I should do and understand. Who is his tag team partner on Beach Brawl? Colonel DeBeers?
That was Bob Orton Jr.
Oh, that's right.
All right, Charles, you have SummerSlam 1998, supposedly, because he did not show up for it.
Kane.
Ah, it's got to be Kane is correct. All right, Joe, you get Final Resolution 2009.
Abyss?
Abyss is correct.
Wow.
All right, Rob, this is your final question.
Fingers crossed.
Starrcade 1991 is, of course, a Battle Bowl.
Yeah. I'm picturing Van Hammer, Johnny B. Badd, and Dan Spivey, and I don't know who his fucking partner was. I'm going to go with, you know what? They probably put him with Johnny B. Badd.
Oh, no, it was Buddy Lee Parker.
Oh, that was way off.
And that was the one where they took on Sting and Abdullah, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking the other Battle Bowl.
Yep.
All right, Charles, you get Starrcade 1992. Battle Bowl.
Oh boy. Barbarian?
Oh, that was Johnny B. Badd as Rob just said.
Okay.
Damn it.
All right, Joe, your final question. You get Battle Bowl 1993.
Was that Barbarian?
Nope, that was Vader. Okay, so at the end of round two, we have Joe still in the lead with 6, Charles right behind with 5, Rob with 3. As we head to our halfway point of Listem and Learn. For this game, I'll give you a category. Say, everyone Mick Foley wrestled in Continental. We'll say there were 75 opponents. No, that's not a question, Rob.
I can win!
It's like, okay, Rob's got it.
Player one will say how many they can name off the top of their head, say 20. That switches to player two, who can either say they can name more or challenge player one. If you say you can name more, you don't have to increase by one. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. Once challenged, you have to name the appropriate number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone will get 2 chances, one to go first and also challenged. Now, we have 3 categories here. One is ECW, one is WCW, and the third is WWF/E. Some wildly different totals, but I won't tell you that. So, Rob, this is for you and Charles. I'm going to give you the choice. Do you want the ECW category, WCW, or WWF?
I'll do ECW.
Damn. All right, taking on ECW. All right. All right, Rob, from 1994 to 1996, Cactus Jack had singles matches with 15 men in ECW, either televised or fan cams. These could be very notable matches or something that happened at the farmer's market. But he had 15 different singles opponents. How many can you name?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm not going to do as good as I thought. I'm going to go with, that's a lot of Jim Thorpe. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with 10.
Oh, 10. Wow. All right, Charles.
Wait, how many are there?
Wow.
There are 15. So.
Come on, Rob.
Oh, man.
I can do it. I believe in myself. I can do it.
All right, Charles, do you want to challenge Rob? Which I have to say I would advise you to do.
I'm going to challenge Rob.
Oh, yeah, challenge Rob to name 10 names Cactus Jack had a singles match with in ECW.
All right, here we go.
All right.
10 different names. Okay, Sabu.
Sabu, of course, gives you 1.
Terry Funk.
Terry Funk gives you 2.
Ubaz, Pablo Marquez.
El Puerto Ricanio gives you 3 from Ecuador. Yes,
the fact that that's my 3rd. Sandman.
Sandman, had many a match with, gives you 4.
Mikey Whipwreck.
Mikey gives you 5. You're halfway there.
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho gives you 6. His penultimate opponent.
Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer gives you 7. You are 70% of the way there.
Okay. How about we go with... Oh, Shane Douglas.
Shane Douglas gives you 8. We need 2 more.
Oh, my God. I have one I want to say, but I could be wrong, so I got to think of a different one. Okay, we got 8. How about Mr. Hughes?
Mr. Hughes gives you 9. We need one more name.
That was the one. Okay, so then 10 is going to be 911.
Gives you 10.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Impressive. Yeah.
Not mentioned, we're at Bam Bam Bigelow, Hack Myers, Ian Rotten, Conan, and do you remember from Return of the Funker?
DC Mad Dog Drake.
DC Drake is correct.
Holy shit. I feel like right. I just won the World Series. This is my favorite, guys. Oh, man.
All right. So this moves us on to Charles and Joe. So this is the WCW question. Charles, on a Clash of the Champions or a WCW or NWA pay-per-view, Mick Foley wrestled 10 men in singles matches. How many can you name? So from that 89 to 90 and then that 91 to 94 run, he had 10 different singles opponents on pay-per-view / Clash of the Champions. Hmm. How many can you name?
What the hell? I'll go for all 10.
Oh, my goodness. All 10. Oh,
holy cow.
All right.
Came okay. to play.
No Mascaris.
Oh, man. Famous No Mascaris match gives you 1.
Van Hammer.
What's Van Hammer? Well, Clash is 2.
Ron Simmons.
That's a Ron Clash and a Super Bowl gives you 3.
Sting.
Sting gives you 4.
Vader.
Vader gives you 5. You're halfway there.
Kevin Sullivan.
Kevin Sullivan gives you 6.
Yoshi Kwan.
Oh, you remember Yoshi Kwan. Wow, gives you 7. 3 more names.
Paul Orndorff.
Paul Orndorff at Super Bowl 3. We need 2 more names.
Oh, man, there's one that I can see. Okay, let me think. I'm thinking chronologically in my head. I'm going to be so mad at myself when this is over that I can't think of them right now. Tommy Rich.
Oh, I'm very sorry. That is not on the list.
Okay.
Names you didn't mention: Johnny B. Bad at a Clash, and Norman the Lunatic at WrestleWar 90.
Oh gosh. Okay.
That is tough.
I wouldn't have got Johnny B. Bad. I would have got Norman. Wow.
Same here. I was going through them in my head. Yeah.
So a valiant effort, but just.
Yeah, 8 out of 10 is good.
That was again. It was super impressive.
All right, so this leaves our WWF/E category to Joe and Rob. In his entire WWF/E career, Mick Foley faced 21 men on pay-per-view in non-tag action, meaning it was one-on-one, maybe a triple threat, maybe a five-way, but no tags, no rumbles, no Survivor Series, anything like that. Joe, how many of them can you name?
Let's start off and say 11.
11, all right. Fairly conservative. Rob?
All you, Joe.
That's it? Only 11?
I didn't watch too much of it.
Oh, all right.
And again, these are singles matches, as you mentioned, right?
Singles or like a triple threat or...
Or a something.
Yeah, or a something.
Okay. So right off the rip, we have Undertaker.
Yep. Plenty of them. Gives you 1.
He wrestles Undertaker a bunch. Again, we're starting in 96. Pay-per-views. He has an early one on, okay, so he has, again, listen, there's easy ones. Undertaker, Austin.
Austin 2.
The Rock.
3.
Kane.
Gotta be Kane, gives you 4.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn, Mind Games, previously mentioned, gives you 5.
Triple H.
Triple H gives you 6.
Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock is correct. He gives you 7.
Edge.
Edge. Yep. WrestleMania gives you 8. We need 3 more.
just so many against The Undertaker, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, God, 11.
97. Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler, King of the Ring, gives you 9.
Right.
Two more.
He has the Dude Love match. He has that match. No match with Vader. I'm just trying to picture all those pay-per-views in my head. Randy Orton.
Quest for Randy Orton gives you 10. We need one more.
Trying to think here. Because there's just so many multi-persons. I have Austin. There was the early Rock one that it was supposed to be Sid, and it ends up being... Like, I'm just... I'm just trying to, like, think of everybody that it could be. I think I'm going to have to acquiesce to Rob on this one.
Oh, you're
I can't think
guess.
Of that 11th person.
No guess at all? He's a throw a name out there.
The stupid... Gilbert. Dwayne Gill.
Dwayne Gill gives you 11.
I was trying to think that's the goddamn Russo tournament. Deadly game.
Yeah, I was going to scream out Naked Minion. I didn't have any idea.
All right. Very good. You got them. Other names not mentioned. Al Snow, also from that Survivor Series. The Big Show, he had a WrestleMania match with. And let's see. He had a very late world title shot. It was like a 5-pack match, including Bobby Lashley, Booker T, and John Cena. Henry O. Godwin at a very early In Your House. Carlito at like Taboo Tuesday or something. Val Venus, he had one late 98. And of course, Ric Flair, he had several matches with.
Wow.
But Joe, you were successful.
And he was gonna wrestle Sid. Sid would have been awesome.
It was one of the times when Sid just disappeared after Mania 13. It was announced. They had the match graphic, and then they flipped it to a pre-heel turn Rocky Maivia like the week before.
Yeah, that's been.
Right, so excellent job by Joe. He gets both of his questions there. He's up to 10 points.
My Robin heart Charles, was raced. Ugh.
Robin Charles back with 5. As we head to round 4, potent quotables. Now, you may have heard that Mick Foley, pretty decent on the mic. In this round, I'll read you a quote from Mick and ask you a question about it, either filling in a blank or ask who's being addressed. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Charles, you're up first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Say hello to Mr. Sacco. Who is Mick talking to during Mr. Sacco's first appearance?
Vince McMahon.
Vince is right. He visits him in the hospital. All right.
Would you have also accepted redacted? I'm just kidding.
That, yes. All right, Joe, you're a cheap, low-rate Mick Foley wannabe. And I'll say this was from 2009. Who is Mick addressing?
Abyss.
Abyss is correct.
Poor Abyss. Wow.
Good.
All right, Rob. Your quote is, see, 3 things happened at Vengeance. Blank. I came, I saw, I kicked your old ass. Who is Mick talking to?
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is correct.
Wow. All right. Good.
All right, so far so good. All right, Charles, back to you. How long do you think the higher minds at World Championship Wrestling are going to wait for you? They are the big boys in our sport for a simple reason. When they see something they like, they go after it. If they can't get it, they create their own. Who's Mick talking to in that promo?
The Barbarian?
No, it's Tommy Dreamer. This was an ECW.
Oh, I thought you said WCW. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did say, yeah, World Championship Wrestling. But yeah.
The quote he meant is going to WCW.
Yeah, he's saying he could have been one of the American males. I remember that promo really good.
Oh, my God. Eric, Mick. I know I burned my bridge a long time ago. But I got a young man here who's willing to put the green suspenders back on.
See, look at this. This guy knows.
It was a quote about WCW and ECW. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was completely lost.
No problem. All right, Joe, you get this quote. His slaps hurt worse than most men's offensive punches. His punches dole out concussions. When he picks up a weapon, he can use it like no man ever has. He has an excruciating pain waking up every single day, looking for one more chance to have one great last match. Who is Mick talking about?
One of the best of all time, Terry Funk.
the best of all time. Terry Funk is correct.
Ah, there it is.
All right, Rob, this is your quote. I'd say, here's a cassette that means a lot to me. And if you listen to the words, you'll find that they might change your life.
He took Mikey Whipwreck.
He didn't even have to let me finish. Mikey Whipwreck is correct.
And the tape was Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Cohen is correct.
Yes.
There's some things I really know, and it's almost embarrassing.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like I have the paper in front of me, for Christ's sake.
All right, Charles, your next quote is, I'm going to give blank a big Cactus Jack hug.
Yes.
Abdullah.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Yeah.
All time.
My first class was that one. Yep.
All right, Joe, your quote is, thank you, it's very nice, but I think that following the events of December 15th, 2003, maybe a little explanation is in order. Every day since that day, I've heard one comment over and over, why, Mick, why? Who is Mick talking about his dealings with there?
Edge?
Oh, it's Randy Orton. That's when Mick walked out of that original match with him. All right, Rob. Your next quote is, and it means a lot to me because people say it's the first belt, the first title Cactus Jack has had in a long time, and indeed it is very dear to me, but not anymore. What belt did he spit on?
The WCW World Tag Team Championship.
Tag titles is correct.
And Joe being topical, working in a Hawk 2 reference.
Yeah, very good.
Thing, I assure you.
Very subtle.
All right, Charles, back to you. Your quote is, doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but I'll tell you what. No barbed wire, no thumbtacks, no metallic objects. You leave me with only one choice. Hell in a Cell. You want to fight? You got it. Do you have the guts? Who is Mick addressing there?
Triple H.
Triple H is correct. All right, Joe, your next quote. Well, I gave you Cactus Jack. I gave you every bleeping piece of energy I had. And when I was laying there helpless, you chanted someone else's name. What name was being chanted by the fans instead of Cactus Jack?
That would be Cold Stone Steve Austin.
Oh, Steve Austin is correct.
Hey.
98. All right, Rob. Your next quote. I can't believe you sit here and ask me those questions. Do I bring it on myself? I haven't done a damn thing to
Jim
you.
Ross.
Jim Ross is correct. Rob.
Yeah.
Damn, perfect so far. All right, Charles, your final quote is, I won't use any submission holds. You see what I'm going to do very simply is beat the living hell out of you till you cannot take any more. You look up at me and say the two magic words, I quit. Who is Mick addressing there?
The Rock.
Famous Rock is correct. All right, Joe, your final Mick quote is, I can't jump high, so I blank.
I jump off. Tall things.
Jump from high places, yes.
Jump from high places. I wouldn't give it to me.
All right, we'll be everyone fine. No one taking points today. Fine, I'll deduct it.
I got to get the quote right. It's not close enough when it comes to a quote.
All right. All right, Rob, your final quote and your chance to stay perfect for the round. If God built me a ladder to heaven, I would climb it and blank.
Jump?
Drop an elbow on the world is the quote.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to say, you don't eat milk bones, you eat pasture prime ribs. And I was going to be Junkyard Dog, but, you know, maybe next.
No, I could do no such thing.
Dang it.
Very good there. All right. So, Rob and Charles, both with 4 for that, closing the gap ever so slightly. They both have 9. Joe has 13, as we head to our final round, sprint. This game, I'll ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. If you aren't sure, just guess, because we don't go back. So everyone gets 10 questions. They're worth 1 point apiece. Rob or Charles, you're both tied. Does anyone have a preference on who wants to go first?
I guess I can go.
All right, Rob. We will let you go. All right. Here we go. Mick Foley was trained by longtime WWF wrestler blank.
Dominic DiNucci.
DiNucci is correct. Foley won the blank award in the Wrestling Observer from 1991 to 2000.
Bruiser Brody.
Best Brawler Award. Yes, we'll give it to you.
Yep.
Blank was a special ref when Mick won his third and final WWF title.
Jesse Ventura?
Jesse is correct. SummerSlam 99.
Good guess.
Mick took part in the blank tournament in Japan in 1991.
King of the Death Match, IWA.
No, it's actually the Champion Carnival.
Oh, I was too fast on that one.
Harley Race used a blank on Cactus Jack at Halloween Havoc 93 to ensure Vader the victory.
A stun gun.
Stun gun is correct. Cactus Jack was a member of the heel stable blank and global.
The cartel.
The cartel is correct. Mick had a series of famous matches with Eddie Gilbert in 1990 and 1991 in the blank federation.
Tri-State Wrestling.
Tri-State is correct. Cactus used blank as his theme music in ECW.
Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf.
Born to Be Wild is correct. Blank was a special guest ref for the Broad Street Bully match at Slamboree 1994.
Oh, yeah, the other David Schultz.
Dave Schultz is correct. Finally, the 1991 Chamber of Horrors match ended when Cactus Jack blanked.
Pulled the lever.
Yeah, and electrocuted Abby. That's correct.
Yeah, and electrocuted Abby.
All right, Rob, you had 9 correct answers in that round. That gives you 18.
I'll take it. All right.
Very good. All right, Charles, you are up next. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Cactus Jack briefly used the last name of blank.
Manson.
Manson is correct. Cactus Jack once cut a promo on Sign Guy in ECW because he held up a sign that said blank, referencing Mick's son.
Kane Dewey.
Kane Dewey is correct. Cactus Jack's classic t-shirt had blank written on the front over a wanted poster.
Cactus Jack?
Wanted Dead was the famous t-shirt. All right. Foley had a run in blank in 1994 where he mainly worked Chris Candido.
Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Smoky is correct. All right. 2 possible answers for this. Blank is one of Mick's two fiction books.
Titum... Titan Brown?
That is correct. Yes, Scooter being the other one. A notorious series of WCW vignettes where Cactus had amnesia were called Lost and Blank.
Cleveland.
Cleveland is correct. The song Blank played as Mick Foley made his final exit in ECW.
New York, New York.
Correct.
Nice.
Foley once guest ref a Hell in a Cell match between Triple H and Blank.
Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash is correct. In Ring of Honor, Mick had a verbal feud with Blank over the merits of technical versus hardcore wrestling.
CM Punk?
No, it was Ricky Steamboat. Worked. And finally, the Lumberjack match between Cactus Jack and Jimmy Snuka at the UWF's Blackjack Brawl ended when Blank.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
They went to a double count out.
Double count
out. Very good.
Oh, God, I love it.
You had 7 correct answers there. Very good. 16. Right. Rob's still in the lead with 18.
What? Crazy.
Rob, you ran that last category. My heart was racing the whole time.
All right. So, Joe, you need 5 to tie Rob, 6 to win outright.
Should I sandbag and just go to the tiebreaker?
I don't know. That's up to you.
All right. No, I want to win.
All right.
See, it's all about having fun, but I also want to win. That's also
Gotta win. Isn't it's true? Mick Foley, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
All right. Cactus Jack hailed from Blank, New Mexico.
Truth or Consequences.
Correct. Foley lost his ear in the country of Blank.
Germany.
Germany is correct. Mick briefly had a reality show with his family called Blank.
Holy Foley.
Holy Foley is correct. Mick took part in an infamous segment with The Raw called Blank, which is one of the highest rated segments in Raw history.
I was actually at that Raw live, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
This is your life.
Oh.
Wow.
Hopefully this made up for it a little.
A little bit.
All right. Foley is a huge fan of Blank, as demonstrated by the name of his daughter.
Christmas.
Christmas is correct. Foley won the King of the Death matches in Blank Stadium for IWA.
Kawasaki?
Kawasaki is correct. All right, Mick defeated The Rock at Halftime Heat when he blanked.
Pinned him under a forklift?
Forklift is correct. Foley once had a Triple Crown match against Blank in 2004.
Kawada.
Toshiaki Kawada is correct. Foley famously hitchhiked to Madison Square Garden to see Jimmy Snuka versus blank.
The Prince of Darkness, the Magnificent Morocco.
And finally, for a perfect score, Mick was once on an episode of the game show Blank with several other TNA stars.
Family Feud?
Family Feud is correct.
Wow, I did it.
10 out of 10, that gives you 23, right, which might be a record-breaking score. Joe, you won.
Five-star. Oh, my goodness.
One.
I had a giant iced coffee about 3 hours ago, so I'm all hyped up. Iced coffee is not code for anything, by the way.
All right. Well, as always, I keep a tiebreaker in my back pocket just in case. Not needed today, but since I'll never use it again, I figure we might as well use it. So Rob and Charles and Joe, if you feel free, play along.
Can I just jump in and say, are you going to ask what his favorite wooden roller coaster in Kingsburg, Pennsylvania is?
No, that
come up. Ah, damn it. I got that one.
When Joe asked, he's a big fan of blank based on the name of his daughter. I'm like, he has a daughter named Knobles? You're like, no, it's Christmas.
I knew me and you were on the same wavelength with that one. But, all right,
oh,
sorry
my
for
goodness.
He's a big amusement park enthusiast, especially when they're free. So there you go.
All right, so I'm going to give you a category. You tell me the number you think is the appropriate number for that category. So your category is the total number of matches Mick had, or Cactus Jack had, in the NWA/WCW in 89 to 90 and 91 to 94. How many total matches did he have? We'll see who comes closest. All right, so we have Rob with 157. We have Joe with 225. We have Charles with 301. The correct answer is 435.
Oh, years, my God.
Why more than expected. Wow, so, Charles, you came the closest.
Hey.
You won the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Wins today. All right, Joe, you are the winner. So why don't you plug what you have to plug?
Go listen to Chris Zellner, Rob Naylor, and Charles' new podcast, Center Stage Memories. Is that the name of it?
Chronicles.
Yes. Chronicles, Center Stage Chronicles. Chris said they just recorded a new episode, hopefully about soon. I really enjoyed the first episode. Let's hope you guys can keep Chris on track and we get more than two episodes.
All right, Rob, I guess you could plug your podcast, but that's already been done. So,
yeah, man. I almost said Lunchbox Heroes. What's yours, Joe? I want to get the name right.
Longbox Heroes. It's a comic book podcast. Yes.
Oh, Longbox. Yeah, I've seen those on a shoot interview once. But yes, Longbox Heroes is also – I love The Incredible Rock. He's my favorite comic book guy. He's also called The Thing. I still get ribbed by people about this. But, yeah, I had a comic book once. But listen to that one. I might – and I might get schooled on the comic book ways.
Oh boy, it's about as nerdy and deep as it gets.
So it might not be good for a noob.
We try to keep it light and fun and accessible, but you know, we're like 10 years in, so again, there's no, yeah,
got it. Listen to it anyway, guys.
Yes, thank you. Even if you don't listen to it, just download it, you know, just so we have numbers. I don't know.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, why don't you plug the very important work you're doing these days?
Sure. So Wrestling Playlist is kind of an attempt to look at all the footage that we have of pro wrestling from the very beginning of time in order. So it's kind of crazy, but we started a couple of years ago in 1899 with a match in Denmark, and now we're almost done with 1984, 2.5 years later. So if that interest you in any way, just subscribe at wrestlingplaylist.substack.com.
Awesome. And also Center Stage Chronicles, which I believe a second episode will be coming up very soon.
It will. And I'll also excellent. I also want to plug the 1985 videos that Rob Naylor has posted on Twitter recently.
But I had to abruptly take them down because someone sent me a message that I could get stricken from Twitter with it. Because New Japan already got me a couple times. But I'm going to put them back up somewhere, guys. So thank you for that. But we're gonna figure out how to get them back up there. But I liked I like doing that. But I guess you can't put popular music on Twitter, allegedly. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah, I know. Ruined the day. But I'll do the playlist. Well, if you go to Charles's playlist and you subscribe to it, there's so many hidden gems. I watched last night a Black Gordman against Jose Lothario match from 1984. So you guys could get in on that next if you want to go to the playlist and so much more.
And when I get that daily email of the update every day from Charles, you know, I'm subscribed to the Substack, the whole deal. My day stops. Whatever I'm doing goes on pause. I open it up, my coffee, I read it, I enjoy it. Again, as you mentioned in the write-ups, Bundy in Memphis is such an undiscussed gem. You know, you remember his time in World Class, obviously the time in WWF, but that time in Memphis is like stuff that people are sleeping on. It's so fun.
Yeah, Bundy and Rudy, Macho and Lawler.
Yeah. Oh,
that match is a blast. Yeah. I mean, Bundy is really funny in World Class because they tried to act like he was a friend of the Von Erichs and he's like this rude guy. It's like they would. There was no way that you'd believe that they used to be friends and then he just. It just didn't work at all. But Bundy in Memphis is great.
All right. Well, I thank you all for being on. This was a tremendous show. And I'll close out by saying the 5-star match game. Oh, go ahead, Rob.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on. Every single time I leave these things, I'm in a better mood. So appreciate it.
Oh, that's all we can do. So I'll say we are a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at 5-star match game with the number 5, or email us at 5-star match game at gmail.com with 5 spelled out. If you'd like to make a donation, you can visit our Red Circle page and click the button, which is always appreciated, but not necessary. Our logo was designed by Rich Creech, and our show may be edited for entertainment purposes. That does it for now. I have a couple ideas for our next episode, but thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon, and take care.
Hello, everyone. My name is Taylor.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are the co-hosts of Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. Episodes drop every other Monday, where we discuss the biggest Joshi news, review shows, and preview the hottest upcoming Joshi action.
So whether you're a new fan or an old fan, we've got something here for you at Jumping Bomb Audio.
Check us out on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.